SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
विक्टोरिया की प्रीमियर जसिंटा एलन 15 सितंबर को भारत के लिए रवाना हो रही हैं। आपको बता दें कि प्रीमियर की पदवी संभालने के बाद ये उनकी आधिकारिक तौर पर पहली विदेश यात्रा है और वे अपने सप्ताह भर की यात्रा के दौरान भारत में कई अधिकारियों से लेकर व्यवसायों तक से मुलाकात करेंगी। इस यात्रा के शुरू होने से पहले उन्होंने विक्टोरियन पार्लियामेंट में भारतीय समुदाय के सदस्यों के एक समूह के साथ मुलाकात की और अपनी आगामी यात्रा के बारे में विवरण साझा किया।
There's a lot that I'm doing in India,
okay. So let me try and recap. I mean, a lot of the focus of the visit will be around education, and I'll be participating in the education conference there next week, but also taking the opportunity to have some business-to-business meetings, government-to-government meetings, and also too, I'm looking forward to meeting with women in India. We'll obviously talk about some of the issues we've talked about today, and then there's also going to be a cricket event in there as well, which should be.
What cities are you?
Oh, sorry, I'm visiting Delhi. I'm basing myself in Delhi for the 4 days I'm on the ground in India.
तो ये थी जसिंटा एलन जो SBS हिंदी टीम से बातचीत कर रही थी। इस बातचीत से पहले उन्होंने भारतीय समुदाय के लोगों को संबोधित किया जिसमें उन्होंने ये कहा।
My first overseas trip as Premier, and I've travelled to India before. I've had the absolute pleasure of travelling to India on a previous occasion. This is certainly something I don't have to say to this audience. Such a beautiful country with warm, welcoming people, but also too, as we know, travelling overseas, having those overseas engagements means you come back home with that deep understanding of Indian culture and also too, our local Indian communities. And there is also too, with so much of our Indian diaspora choosing Victoria as home, there is also a great natural connection between us. We're proud to be a key trade and investment partner with India, and that will be a feature of my visit next week. But none of this has happened certainly by accident. It's come thanks to a tremendous amount of work, energy, effort from businesses on both sides of the Indian Ocean, and certainly as part of my visit next week, but also in an ongoing way as Premier, I'm determined to keep building on that success. But also too, it's because I know that our relationship isn't just built on those trade relationships, it's built on trust. It's built on trust, as so richly is on display here this afternoon. I also wanted to touch on education, because one of the biggest successes of our relationship is in education. We're really proud that Victoria is the top destination for Indian students who choose to study here in Australia. We're proud because we know we're supporting the next generation of leaders of the Indian community to be shaping the nurses and doctors and engineers and artists, business leaders and entrepreneurs. But also too, we know international students make an enormous contribution to our state, part of that rich cultural diversity that makes Melbourne and Victoria the great place to live. And I did want to acknowledge one of the challenges that Ingrid touched on. This is an area of challenge. I don't understand why there would be moves to jeopardise that. I don't understand why there are measures to cap or block something that is working so well for us, working so well because it builds on that foundation of shared cultural ambition, cultural partnership, and as I said, we're educating leaders of the future for both of our nations. So my message to you today, and it'll be a message I'll be taking with me to India next week, is that international students from India, from around the world, are welcome here, absolutely welcome here in Victoria. And certainly, it's yes, partly there is that huge economic trade and investment relationship that international students students provide, but it's actually more about a question of values. I value our international student community so much. I know international students and their families have also too made such big and enormous sacrifices to come here to learn. And in Victoria, we want to see that hard work rewarded and also hard workers get ahead. And so that's my commitment to international students I've met on the journey, have been amongst, as I've seen that commitment from the international students over my journey, who've been amongst some of the hardest workers I've known. So that's why I don't think capping international students helps us. I think it hurts us. But I also want to be clear that we won't let this issue rest. We'll keep pushing this issue forward, but also to keep on welcoming international students here into Victoria to continue to learn and study and grow. Also too, my focus is on growing Victoria's relationships overseas, not limiting them. So what one of the things I'll be doing, really proud to be doing next week when I'm in India, is I'll launch our India strategy that explains just how we'll achieve those shared ambitions around trade, investment and culture. Now, I've been on a bit of a journey myself with our India strategy. I was a minister a long time ago, back in the 2000s. I was a minister in the then government led by John Brumby, a premier who also was a deep friend of the Indian community. And I wrote to him as one of his ministers saying we needed a strategic engagement with India, because I could see that for two places with so much in common, I was sure that there was untapped opportunities. So we released an India strategy several years ago. But as we know, we've all lived it. The world has changed a lot in recent years, and our India strategy needs new focus, new vigour. And I'm so pleased that, as I said, as part of my trip next week, I'll be launching our refreshed India strategy for the future of our relationship. The work that's gone on in developing this strategy has been informed by conversations with many of you and many across the broader Victorian Indian community, for which I give great thanks. I give great thanks for that input, advice and expertise as to how we can continue to forge ahead our critically important relationship, because I know that we can do so much more when we work together between the Indian and Victorian communities. There is so much more that we can achieve. So just in finishing up, before I hand back, I know our Indian community is proud and diverse, and it is only thanks to the strength of your connections that any of this is possible. So whether it's in Delhi or Gujarat, Punjab or Karnataka, your roots reach deep and there's a genuine connection between our people. You've built the strongest possible foundations for us, and so thank you. Thank you for joining us here today to celebrate that shared success, to look at how we can forge ahead together in partnership. But also I want to finish by saying thank you. Thank you for the work you do every single day.
इस रिपोर्ट को प्रस्तुत किया है SBS हिंदी टीम से नताशा कॉल ने.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.